This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
A country club snack ends up putting somebody into surgery. And I guess what caught my eye is I was a part of this country club for a very, very short period of time. I don't even want to say which one. It was nice, but they were offering some killer deals. This was in the middle of the recession. And we were like, well, wait a second here. Okay, this may actually make some sense because you had a food credit and all that. And I was like, wait a second, you know, we may actually be able to save money and, you know, be a part of a country club. And it's a beautiful country club. I felt guilty being part of a country club. I thought a country club was just for rich people. And I was like, you know, I really don't belong here. There's people here that are, you know, like are rich, you know, and I, you know, I really don't know if I'm worthy to hobnob with everybody. There was like a karaoke night, I think, one day. And so, you know, me, I got up there to karaoke and everyone's like, oh, Lord have mercy. She sucks. And so, you know, so anyway, I never really thought I was worthy, and I didn't continue the membership because we just never had time to go. But it's interesting because a Clark County jury has awarded a 70-year-old man $2 million after eating a snack at the country club that made him have emergency surgery. Ronald Wood was a member of this country club. It was, don't really want to so much say the name because, you know, again, it, yeah. I don't want to give it any bad publicity. I, you know, it was a nice country club. But anyway, he told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that in 2014, he was at a regular member guest golf tournament and cocktail party. That's the other thing. I don't golf. So that was another reason why I didn't really continue it, because I was like, I don't golf. I don't, you know, the food's good, but that's about it. Anyway, that's for me. So anyway, back in 2014, he was at a cocktail party, and he had a few bacon-wrapped scallops. All right? He didn't notice anything wrong, but his wife bit into one, and then she pulled a broken toothpick from her mouth. So he approached club management and said, look, did I swallow a toothpick? And I guess he started to think that maybe I did. And he said that management dismissed the complaint. So what about his evening? And then a few days later, he had some real bad abdominal pain. And tests revealed that his large intestine, we're talking the colon, had ruptured. And his discomfort stemmed from a massive infection. So the doctor started poking around, and what did he find? An inch-long broken toothpick. And that was in his abdominal cavity. So we're talking floating around. So a foot of his colon had to be removed, along with his gallbladder, and he had a serious liver infection. 3 weeks later, he had a colostomy bag, went home with a catheter. He was 67 at the time, now he's 70. He's had three more surgeries now to deal with infection. Oh, this is bad. All right? So according to his attorney, he's mostly okay. The problem is you don't fully recover after something like that. He's not as physically active or strong, and he doesn't have as much stamina. So, he still wanted to continue to be a part of the country club. It really is a nice country club. He said most of these people are all retirement age. They travel together. They've raised kids together. They're involved in each other's lives. If he was no longer a member, that would almost be a double penalty. And he said people have a right to expect their food to be safe. You don't have to inspect it. That's one of the responsibilities of the establishment. I'm telling you right now, inspect your food. It blows my mind how trusting we are of the average employee, of the average restaurant.
We are just a little too damn trusting. We should be inspecting our food and inspecting our drinks at all times. Remember we talked about those cases where people would spit in the iced tea or put other sort of bodily fluids into fast food? Okay, ever since I learned of that type of behavior, you know, actually being a reality, I was like, oh, hell no. And I will open up a sandwich and take a look at it before I eat it. You know, I go to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A I trust. But I like to pull out the pickles, so I'll open up the sandwich, pull out the pickles, etc. But anyway, he was awarded $1.95 million from the jury, and a lawyer for the country club was not available for comment. So toothpicks. You know, I remember every time, you know, we would go to a restaurant when I was a kid, and it would be a type of club sandwich. I hated club sandwiches. But there would be, you know, if there's a toothpick, my mom would be so... God, obsessive about grabbing everybody's toothpick. When you grab the toothpick, the sandwich would fall apart. And I would get so gosh darn mad that I would start hiding the toothpicks. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's a big toothpick. It has that real shiny cellophane top to it, right? Like the blue or the red or the pink or the yellow, right? These toothpicks are, they're a kid's delight. They're a kid's dream. You got the cellophane, it makes noise, and you got something you could stick your brother with. Poke your brother with. It's awesome. It's one of the best toys you could have at a table and entertain yourself with. But my mother would be just obsessive and beside herself whenever toothpicks were served to us, and she would grab them and complain that kids' food shouldn't have toothpicks or whatever. And so, or usually we'd like split a meal. I'd take a meal and split it or whatever, so the toothpick would be on there. And, I didn't realize why. It's probably because in her childhood, she remembered that somebody swallowed a toothpick and died. All right? A simple toothpick. But again, you know, just realize, people, that, you can't just pop things in your mouth. You have to expect that if there's a scallop and there's a piece of bacon wrapped around it, and this poor guy, he shouldn't have had to suffer from this. But if we could all learn from this, bacon doesn't naturally grow on scallops. You got two separate animals there. You got the scallop, and you got a piece of pig. And in order for the pig to adhere tightly to a slimy piece of fish, most likely that sort of appetizer needs some sort of a piece of hardware, right, holding them together. And in a kitchen, the type of hardware they'll use is a disposable toothpick. 1-877-DOCTOR, we'll be right back.
Take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material, material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
$1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. A big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Eli Lilly and Company are going to lay off about 3,500 people, which is about 8% of its workforce, as the drug maker has suffered setbacks over the past year in the development of 2 potential blockbuster drugs. And they're trying now to cut costs. So Lilly will cut 3,500 positions, being reported by Reuters around the world, resulting in a yearly savings of about $500 million. This is beginning in the year 2018. Now with this news, I believe the shares rose 1.8%. So the company expects most of the cuts to come from a voluntary early retirement program that's going to offer in the U.S. It's also closing a plant in Iowa
and research and development offices in New Jersey and China. They say Lilly's operating margins have lagged behind those other companies' rivals, according to Morningstar analyst Damian Conover. They say Lilly's research and development as a percentage of sales has trended a bit high over the last couple of years. Part of this is to try to get its operating margins more in alignment with the overall group. So Lilly expects charges of about $1.2 billion before tax. They outlined in July a multi-year delay for its experimental rheumatoid arthritis drug, baricitinib, after the FDA declined to approve the drug, calling for an additional clinical study. That delay followed the failure of another experimental drug, this one for Alzheimer's, solanezumab, which the company had hoped would be the first medicine approved to slow progression of the disease. So they put in millions and millions and millions of dollars to research these drugs. They were a bust if the FDA doesn't approve it. And who takes that loss? We do. We as employees, we as consumers, right? As well as the company. And Eli Lilly, they're a huge pharmaceutical company. The company said it has the potential to launch two new medicines by the end of 2018, a breast cancer drug and a treatment for migraines. The FDA is currently reviewing abemaciclib to treat advanced breast cancer. Now, that Eli Lilly did rise with this news to about $81.97 a share. But this is exactly what we've been talking about when it comes to pharmaceutical companies. And I don't know what's happening with the Affordable Care Act, and I don't know what's happening with the Obamacare repeal. But even if we do repeal Obamacare, I don't know how to fix the problems that are going to be plaguing the pharmaceutical companies. And I know many of you are not very sympathetic to the pharmaceutical company's plight, but, you know, walk through it with me here, okay? All right, these are new medications for rheumatoid arthritis, for Alzheimer's, for breast cancer, for migraines. Now, what is the average medication that your insurance will cover? An older generic medication. Right? But what if you have debilitating rheumatoid arthritis? What if you have breast cancer? What if you have Alzheimer's? Okay, we aren't doing that good a job slowing down Alzheimer's. We need new drugs. And some of us that are middle-aged, we're like, you know, we're still good. Something will come around the bend years from now. Okay, we're going to be coming into the year 2018 very soon. Very rapidly, we're going to be coming into the year 2018. Okay? And we still don't have, you know, killer medications for one of the most common and deadliest dementias out there? No, we don't. Well, the pharmaceutical companies will come up with something. Oh, they will, if they have millions of dollars to spend. But what if the FDA doesn't like the drug? And maybe the FDA is right. Maybe the drugs, okay, don't have enough, data to support an FDA endorsement. You know, what if a drug company, I'm not saying Eli Lilly, but theoretically, what if a drug company is trying so hard to push a drug to get it out there because they need to start making sales, right? That, you know, a drug could be, you know, put out there when it really doesn't have enough data to support it. Now, we all witnessed that happen with a drug, right? The one for female hyposexual desire disorder. The FDA buckled to social media pressure that they're anti-women. And because they were not approving a drug for hyposexual desire disorder for women, even though the data wasn't really there. I don't even remember the name of the drug. Hold on a second. Let me pull this up. Okay, because we talked a lot about this on the show. Hyposexual desire. Do you guys have hyposexual desire disorder? I do. I desire people I can't have, like Michael Fassbender. All right. Oh, yeah, Addy. ADDYI. All right. How is that medicine doing? We're finding it's not really working that well. But the FDA, you know, felt pressure because some media outlet called them anti-woman, that they quickly rushed through a drug that didn't really have the data to support that it was really going to work. Okay, you know, to help a woman with her sex drive, all right, yeah, you could maybe work on the serotonin or the dopamine and all that, but there's some biological block that's preventing that woman from wanting to have sex. And it may be an instinctive thing, it may be a Darwinian selection of the survival of the fittest, you know, natural selection type of process, meaning maybe she wasn't going to have a healthy baby. So the sex drive starts to drop as we age and can put our, you know, fetuses at higher risk. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But I don't think one pill is going to be the cure-all for that, okay? Especially when, you know, the average spouse doesn't know about foreplay, okay? So, you know, and, you know, the mother-in-law comes over too many times. So there's a lot of you know, aspects to hypersexual desire disorder. If it's truly a biological issue, yes, we should have medications on the market. But can it be a medication that was tested to the fullest extent and, you know, has some promising data before people start spending money? So with that, the FDA decided to push it through. All right, here with these other medications, they felt it, you know, not worthy enough for their stamp of approval, which they have every right to do. The problem is that pharmaceutical company needs to go back to the drawing board or needs to get more data or needs to work on the formulation. And basically, that all amounts to spending more money. And when a pharmaceutical company needs to spend more money to get a drug out there, that's going to raise the cost of, A, that drug. But while it's waiting for the payday to come from a drug that may or may not get approved, they're going to need to pull in income from their other drugs that are out there. So, you know, these pharmaceutical companies are the ones that are heading most of the research and development for these newest, fanciest drugs. And their incentive is that if they do make this drug, they're going to sell it and they're going to make money. Now, what did we do from an incentive standpoint? Did we start going a little bit socialized on them? Yes, we did. With the Affordable Care Act, we did. We told them that with the new drugs, they had to limit their profit margin. We also, with one fell swoop, screwed a lot of pharmaceutical companies over by coming up with these Obamacare health insurance exchange plans that had to offer so much stuff for free that they were left to go, you know what, any fancy schmancy medications, look at a thumbs down, we'll just offer the cheapo generics so we could save money. So even if a pharmaceutical company comes up like Eli Lilly with this new medicine for migraines, how many insurance companies are going to include that medicine for migraines? The insurance company may say, no, just do Imitrex. Imitrex works. And then you're like, well, for my patient, Imitrex doesn't work. All right, well, there's other medications that are out there. Why don't you try using some of the ergotamines? They're like, no, you don't understand. I really want to try something new. Because she's popping Excedrin migraine all the time. And then doctors are going to have to fight for an insurance company to even consider allowing that medication. It's still going to cost an arm and a leg from a copay standpoint for the patient. So what is the incentive for pharmaceutical companies to come up with new drugs that may never even make it to an insurance company formulary? And if it doesn't make it on an insurance company formulary, and by the way, also, it'd be nice for doctors and medical providers to know about the drug. Oh, you can't take doctors out to dinner and teach them about the drug anymore. You can't give them a pen that shows them how to spell the drug. You can't do anything. You can't. So how the hell are medical providers supposed to know there's this new medication out there? Yeah, they can listen to the Dr. Dahlia show, but I can't spend the whole, you know, time I'm on air teaching everybody about all the different drugs that are out there. That gets boring. So, you know, you limit their marketing ability. You limit where they could sell their drug. I'm not surprised that pharmaceutical companies are cutting thousands of jobs. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. An engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, my nose is running. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So an article has come out from The Guardian talking about supersizing and how the supersizing is what is fueling the obesity epidemic. Now, I blame as the first, one of the first major impetuses, right, impeti of the obesity epidemic was the cessation of smoking. Okay? Those people that curb their appetite by having a cigarette and ended up to stop smoking, and rather than going to a cigarette, they went to food. And so, you know, cigarettes were used for decades to keep people's weight in control. So I think part of the obesity epidemic is due to our progress with getting people off smoking. I wouldn't want to, you know, take that back. I wouldn't want to, I don't regret all the great work we all did trying to get people off smoking. But, you know, people don't have that go-to stick that they could if they start to have an appetite and want to curb it. But they say this idea of supersizing has really fueled the obesity epidemic. They say 1 in 3 people will buy a larger coffee, will buy more fries or added cream each week as a result of upselling. Now, The Guardian comes from the UK, and they say most people in the UK, 78% questioned in this particular survey, said they are asked in restaurants, food outlets, and stores at least once a week if they want to supersize, opting for more food or bigger portions. Now, I have to admit, there's a chicken place I absolutely love in my neck of the woods. It's called Farm Basket. And it's as good, if not better, than Chick-fil-A. Yeah, I said it. I said it. Farm Basket is so good. And it even tastes better than Chick-fil-A. You guys know how much I love Chick-fil-A, okay? It is absolutely delicious. But what they do, which is kind of tricky, is when you look at their meal, for only $1 more, you get the supersize. And so, you know, when you look at that economically, you're like, wait a second, you know, I'm going to go through my iced tea probably in an hour. So, yeah, I might as well supersize. I just won't eat the fries. And then you end up eating the fries anyway. But when it's only a $1 difference, that's a great way for the store to make that extra buck. And so, I fall for it just like anybody else. They say those who succumb to the supersize get an extra 55% more calories on average by paying just a fraction more. So, they say if you scale up the meal or the coffee or buy a, let's say a larger chocolate bar. You know how chocolate bars have supersize and they're cheaper? All right. It raises the cost by 17%, but you're gaining about 55% more calories. The calories then end up to an extra 5 pounds every year. They say young people age 18 to 24 are most likely to experience the upselling, consuming an extra 750 calories a week that could potentially put them on an extra 11 pounds of weight per year. So public health experts think that the government, at least in the UK, should take action. What about the buy one, get one free promotions in the supermarkets? Right? They say upselling is the act of persuading the customer to buy something additional more expensive. Now, I guess this term was introduced in the 1980s. I thought it would have been even before the 80s. But studies have shown that when you're presented with a larger portion size, you will consume more and increase your calories. They say even fast food workers are trained. By the way, let me just say, okay, as a food server, when I waited tables, you were graded by mystery shoppers. And I didn't like to seem pushy. I didn't want to be a salesperson. And we were told that we're supposed to push the appetizer. And I guess I wasn't aware. And there was one of these smart shoppers or mystery shoppers, okay, that came into my restaurant, and I waited on them. And so I guess, and I don't really remember who it was, but I remember the complaint I got to my boss, okay, because they complained. They, you know, wrote a report up, okay, and it made me look all bad. And, you know, they said I was friendly. They said I served quickly. But what I did wrong was when it came to the appetizer, I was supposed to promote an appetizer. I was supposed to promote extra side dishes with their meal. I was supposed to promote the dessert. And instead, what I did is said, look, would you guys like an appetizer? And when they started going, nah, 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 I'm like, I know, you know, it's really a lot of food. Our portions are really kind of big. And I left it at that. You know, because I kind of felt guilty of bringing up an appetizer. Same thing with the dessert. I'm like, do you have any room for dessert? Nope, I don't blame you. You know, it was a big meal. And I kind of got in trouble for that because I was supposed to go in for the kill. I was supposed to go in for the sell and sell that extra dessert or sell, you know, and I, you know, I mean, I wasn't fired or anything. You know, I was still one of their best waitresses because, you know, I don't know what it is. Do I flirt? I don't know what it is. But, you know, luckily the customers liked me. All right. But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, I really think I was one of the best food servers. Absolutely. Yeah. Why not? I could strut my stuff, but I just didn't like the upsell. But the reason why I bring this up is you have pressure from management to do that. Okay? I mean, look, how many of you have rented a car and you don't get out of there without, you know, having spent more money on a minivan that you didn't even want to, you know, rent? And the reason why is the upsell. That's just the way it is. And so with this pressure for sales, it unfortunately puts us in a predicament when it comes to weight. And here's the other thing, too. Okay, I grew up with family who they grew up with parents of the Depression and the Dust Bowl. So my mom's side was American. So they were here in the U.S. during the Great Depression and Dust Bowl, et cetera. And so it was all about canned food and, you know, storing food for a rainy day and not throwing food away. You know, so, you know, if I didn't like my food, and I was a skinny kid because I really didn't like to eat, right, and I would be throwing food away, I would get a whooping, all right? You don't throw food away. And so if I was yelled at by my grandparents and parents in the 70s and 80s, okay, to make sure that I finished my plate and I didn't waste food, all right? You know, it's no surprise that that generation would go, wait a second. You know, I'm not going to throw away a half a thing of fries. And the key to weight loss, if you notice, what are we teaching everybody to do? We're teaching everybody to cut your portions. Cut your meal in half. You don't have to eat the whole. If you want some fries, it's okay to have some fries. Just don't eat the whole bin of it. And that's very anti what we grew up with, because we grew up with you just don't throw food out. You finish your plate. You finish the bag. You finish your sandwich. Now, what I did, because I'm so cheap, you know, and I don't like to throw things away, is what I do is if I do end up going out or I have a sandwich, I'll eat half and I'll put it away for the next day. So I'll do a big leftover thing. But the average person doesn't like leftovers. My family doesn't like eating leftovers. I'll eat their leftovers, but the average family, they don't, you know, except maybe the youngest one, they don't like leftovers, you know, and most people won't do leftover scrambled eggs or leftover pancakes or leftover French fries. So, you know, you think, look, I'm not going to waste the stuff, and that's what ends up happening. So, you know, just real quickly here, if you guys want to try to lose weight, just stay away then from junk food or fast food. Don't be tempted with the supersize. All right? You know, you can have a treat every now and then. And I know French fries are yummy. It's the salt that makes them so yummy. I get that, all right? I love salt, okay? I don't add salt specifically to my food, but I do love the taste of it. But you gotta, you can't finish your plate. And that's what allows you to lose weight. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, great. Today, Colorado, New Jersey, and Massachusetts joined the National Blood Donation Week
fight to help raise blood for our hospitals and medical centers, especially in light of Hurricane Irma and the destruction from Hurricane Harvey. It's National Blood Donation Week. For those of you that want to help out, please donate blood. Go to your nearest blood center, and if you don't know where that is, contact me. Go to drdahlia.com, go to our contact page, or go to the Blood Donation Day page so we can help you guys find a place where you can donate blood. And if you can't donate blood because you don't qualify for weight or medical issues or whatever, that's okay. Ask your employer to host a blood drive. They don't really have to do hardly any work. All they have to do is have a sign-up sheet. And your local blood drive does all the work. They're the ones that, you know, set it all up. But we need blood. We need blood all the time, and especially now with all the stuff going on. So thank you, all the governors of all the states that are involved. We're almost at 50. This is amazing, absolutely amazing. All right, so energy drinks, they're saying, could possibly be the new gateway drug. Say a new study shows that college students who consume a lot of energy drinks are more likely to become addicted to certain drugs or alcohol later. So is it the energy? Is it the person? Is it both? This is according to Fox News, and they say a new study thinks that college students who consume a lot of energy drinks are more likely to become addicted to other substances as they get older. Researchers from the University of Maryland School of Public Health surveyed nearly 1,100 college students for 5 years. They tracked the students from age 21 until the age of 25. About 51% of the students were heavy consumers of energy drinks. Another 17% were somewhat moderate users. 20% didn't consume them at all. And then the rest were students whose use declined over the five-year period. The researchers said the students who drank a lot of energy drinks over a long period of time had a significantly higher risk of using cocaine or non-medical prescription stimulants after they turned 25. Those students also had a higher risk of alcohol abuse, but they didn't smoke or use marijuana anymore than a non-energy drinker. So Amelia Aria, PhD and Associate Professor of Behavioral Community Health, told Healthline that more study has to be done to figure out the exact causes of this connection, but the results do raise some red flags. She says, I think this is a reason to be very conscious of energy drink consumption. So, is it the energy drinks themselves that's doing it? All right? She says, students who either decreased their energy drink use or stopped it altogether had a lower risk of future substance abuse. And researchers aren't sure how the energy drinks may lead to addictions. I think it's pretty obvious. You know? I think that there's certain substances in these energy drinks that hit the reward center, and a big jolt of caffeine can do that. And once somebody feels that, or once some brain sees that you have the potential and you have the power to make your body feel that way, then your body starts to goad you into doing that activity again. And so, you know, if an energy drink makes you feel a certain way, and you feel pleasure or you feel reward, you know, like you got an A on your exam, or you made a bunch of your friends happy because you helped them clean out their truck, or, I don't know, change the oil of their car or whatever. I don't know what it is. But you know, and, you know, when your brain feels satisfied that, wow, that was a good day, and that happened because I had my energy drink, then, you know, your brain already, it's sold. It's sold after just one. Now, the other thing is, you know, people that can say no to energy drinks, they obviously have some self-control. So if you could say, nah, nah, I'm not going to do the energy drinks. I know they're out there. I know they're not that expensive. I know I could have them, but I'm going to say no. And those people that could say no and walk away, those are also the people that can then walk away from drugs. So, you know, to me, it does make sense. Alexis Tyndall, RDLD, a lead clinician at the Center for Healthy Weight and Nutrition in Ohio, said that a person's family history or other issues could be a factor, right? Just like eating disorders. So, you know, energy drinks might be harmless, but even to college students, it could be the excessive caffeine or other side effects of the ingredients, etc. And so what are some other health problems? You could have heart issues. You could have high blood pressure. We talked about young people having atrial fibrillation, you know. And so, you know, could this be as dangerous as cocaine? Some experts say, yeah. So energy drinks, they're out there. You know, we start our day, we're tired, we're up the night before because our phone, you know, I had my students email their assignment that I gave them yesterday. So apparently, medical students are up at all times during the day. So the night, so the medical students were sending me their, you know, report throughout the middle of the night. So I was basically up most of the night hearing my phone bzz, 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 every time, you know, a report came in. I was like, oh, man, I should just hide the phone. But my phone is my alarm clock, which, by the way, guys, go back to the old obnoxious alarm clock. You don't need your phone near your head or near your bed when you sleep. I don't even know if I think it's safe for cell phones to be by your head. So I would really suggest that you get a regular alarm clock, and then maybe you'll sleep better. But it's interesting. All right, opioid use by American men may account for one-fifth of their decline in the U.S. Air Force, according to a study by Princeton University. The opioid crisis and depressed labor force participation are now intertwined, according to economist Alan Krueger. He was chief economist at the Treasury Department in the Obama administration, and he wrote in the study released Thursday at the Brookings Institution conference in Washington. His study linked county prescription rates to labor force data from the past 15 years, concluding that regional differences in prescription rates were due to variations in medical practices and not health conditions. In previous research, he found that nearly half of men in their prime worker ages, not in the labor force, take prescription painkillers daily. So his study echoes previous research that attributes most of the decline in labor force participation since the early 2000s to an aging population and young people choosing school over work. But he's saying the opioid crisis is making it worse. So less people are working and going on pain medications. Is the pain medication keeping them from working? Or is it the condition that's forcing them to go to pain medication keeping them from working? So economists are now paying more attention to the spread of prescription painkillers and their link to a low portion of prime-age people working. They say the unemployed are more likely to misuse painkillers, according to a test done by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration data. And some end up committing crimes stemming from their addiction. So we already have enough issues going on right now with our economy and with our workforce and with us losing jobs to, illegal immigrants and our undocumented workers, et cetera. And so, you know, we already are facing, you know, enough problems. So the opioid crisis adding to that, not good. But, you know, here's the thing. Drugs have been around for a long time. So people who used marijuana or used cocaine or whatever they used in their 80s and 70s and 60s, et cetera, they weren't very, hip to going to work. Okay? And narcotics, they make you sleepy. They make you a little stoned a little bit. So they make you a little euphoric. Now, some people, they need to take the narcotics to go to work. That's what makes them like going to work. But others, no. Or the withdrawal of it makes you, want to avoid work. But also, we have a much different disability system nowadays, where I was seeing people in pretty fancy cars file for disability, Social Security disability, based on a condition. And with that condition, they might have had some pain, absolutely, and then got addicted, became addicted to the medications. And so, it goes hand in hand. The easier we allow it, I mean, not that I want, people unable to file for disability if they need to, but I'd really like to see those numbers because I thought we had huge jumps in it once they eased up on the laws. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.